it's just been clicking on all cylinders. I mean, they're playing some tough football games, and they're playing well together, defense, offense, special teams. I think the one thing stands out a lot is, you know, their return game. From that standpoint, offensively, with Lamar Miller getting the ball now, with Noshon out, he just picked up where Noshon left off. So, him been doing a real good job all year of just stepping up and making plays. So, we know it's going to be a tough battle this week, but hopefully we'll be ready. I mean, it doesn't get any better than a division game, you know. So, we got to be ready to go, and I feel we'll be ready to go. Because it's for us, it's another game for us. The important part is, you know, it being the next game and being a division opponent. And it did beat us the first time around. But I don't think the first game would have anything to do with the second game. I think the team who executed well, the walkout with a W. So we know we're going to have to execute at an all-time high. Defensively and offensively, we have to. Just have to try to make it tough on them. I'm pretty sure they're saying the same thing about us. So it doesn't get any better than this division game. Doesn't. So we got to be ready to play. And hopefully we will. No, I mean, I think we just take it one game at a time. Like I said, being a division game and being the next game, we always take that approach. What happens, happens, but we always want to walk away with a W. That's what we all play this game for, is to win. Dolphins just happen to be the next team we have to face, a division opponent. So we have to put all our eggs in this basket and just regroup afterwards. But all of our focus should be geared towards, you know, the Dolphins and coming in here and being able to play well, knowing that they beat us the first time around. So they're a tough team. They're a tough team. They've been playing some great ball. The games they lost have been some tough losses for them. They could have easily won them. So we know how good this football team really is, and we just have to execute at a high level. If we do that, we'll be okay. We always emphasize stopping the run game. Sometimes we've done it well. Sometimes we didn't, so. We gave up a lot of rush yards in three games this year. So, but for the most part, recently we've been pretty well against the run. But we got to, you know, have to stay like that. It's just all of us got to do our jobs. We understand that. So that's what it's going to come down to: who can execute well, who can play well between the lines. Nothing I can say in the media, or, you know, anybody can say in the media that can give you a W for the game. You have to be able to play it. So. That's what it's going to do. That's what we're going to do. Hopefully we walk away with a W. Just everybody stepping up and doing their jobs. Playing good, consistent football. Just being in the right place at the right time and just trusting one another around us. And execution. And that's been our biggest thing. When we execute on a consistent basis, good things happen for us. When we don't, we have trouble. So for majority of the part, we've been pretty successful around here doing it the right way. And it can't stop this week. We've got to continue to build and continue to play better football. The more football we play, the better we have to get if we want to be a special team. So, and it starts again this week against a division opponent. So, an opponent that beat us earlier this year. So, we'll see. Hopefully, we're ready to go, but I feel we'll be ready. So, I'm believing what we ask him to do, and he step up every week. Last week was a big week for him. With Hightower not playing last week and him stepping into that role, the quarterback of the defense, he did a great job. And just it just goes to show you the importance that is working, you know, just being focused and coming to work and getting the defense ran the right way. Just goes to show you how committed he is to be a great football player. So we love everything about it. I mean, that's one of the things that we do around here, move guys around a little bit sometimes. And sometimes when you call the punt, you have to be able to step up and play. And he did a great job of that last year, and he's been doing it all year, to be honest with you. So it's good to have a guy like that on our squad where, you know, we can move him around in different places and get a lot of production out of him. So it makes it tougher for opponents, you know, to try to game plan what we're doing with guys like that. So that kind of been the staple of our defense, being able to move guys around a little bit here and there. Made the offense figure out on the run. And sometimes that's tough to do. So we just have to continue just play at a high level, especially now in December. You want to win ball games later in the year. And it starts now. You know, it started last week, a great, great, great road win for us. And now we're coming back home, and now we're in the division. So doesn't get any easy, I'll tell you that. Yeah, he's something special. But I'm something special too when it comes to that. But no, he's I think he's probably the most pound for pound athletic guy we have. I mean, things he do and the way he can move, the way he can run, the way he can jump, I mean, it's amazing. So I give that nod to him. But right up under him is me.